The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Look, we gotta get the F out of here. Let's go. We need to begin to prematurely evacuate.
Are you high?
What? No, I'm not high.
You are high as a fucking kite.
Gonna get me some weed, gonna blaze it right. Gonna get high as a fucking kite. We've always known Mary Jane is tight. Why wait until later to get your mind right? Everything's clear when you blaze up that J. Gonna bake it up, gonna be high all day. Puffin' Mary Jane helps my appetite. I'm gonna get high as a fucking kite. I got this blunt, do you got a light? The thought of blazing up gets me so excited. I'm gonna choke it up right. Get high as a fucking kite. Get high as a fucking kite. Get high as a fucking kite. A morning wake and bake got me feeling aight. A big fat joint is always out of sight. I got a nice bowl and a big bong too. I think I might get high as a fucking kite. I'm gonna choke it up right. Get high as a fucking kite. Get high as a fucking kite. Yeah, I'm gonna get high as a fucking kite.
Cool.
You can put your weed in there.
Stoner's Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's my Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no fags in the church.
Oh!
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Ah, yes, indeed. Words are my shit. Welcome, everybody, to Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 12. Podcast for StonerJesus.net. Of course, free audio version of the show on StonerJesus.net, CannabisRadio.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and other platforms. The video version of the show, because why wouldn't you want to be looking at it? We're listening to it. Up on Patreon, patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Help me spread the truth about cannabis through comedy, or what I can muster up toward comedy on a weekly basis, or however long often we do this shit. Go check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Of course, I am on Twitter at StonerJesus420. You can get at me there. You can email me, StonerJesus420. Try that again. You can email me at StonerJesus420@gmail.com. I'm also on Facebook, Stoner Jesus page on Facebook. Also, our group for the show, for hardcore fans of the show, Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. Search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. On that Patreon, by the way. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. A lot of stuff. The archives for the 420 story. We have the Drunken Prank Call podcast, vidcast, whatever. We have archives. I'm going to get back to when I extract some several hundred episodes off this computer that went kaput. I'm going to get them up on Patreon. Full archives of the show. It's almost 1,000 shows. I don't know exactly how many, but my best estimate would be like 900. Something like that. There's like 150 up there now. Go check that out. Of course, $5 a month. You get all the chapter and verse video versions of the show. Go check that shit out. support us because we support you. I don't know. Our sponsors support us. Go check out their banners on stonerjesus.net. Today on the show, we're going to talk about Catch Me Outside Girl. You know she's a rapper now? Yeah, you heard me right. Catch Me Outside Girl is a rapper. We'll talk about that. Coming up also, a Stoneballers Fantasy Football update. For those of you who are interested, I won again. That's right, I'm 2-1. Back on track. Talk about that a little bit later as well. And later in the show, we'll have a phone call from someone very special, someone who hasn't called in a long time. You're going to want to stay tuned for that. And I got a lot of interviews lined up in the coming months, coming days, coming weeks, whatever. Two big ones that I'm working on. Hopefully I get them both recorded this week. I might just put them both in the next podcast. I don't know. Maybe a double interview podcast. We'll see. We'll see what's up. In any case, as promised, Catch Me Outside Girl, Danielle Bregoli. She's a rapper now. Her rap name is Bad Baby. And those are with H's. I don't know why. I guess that's, you know, I mean, I guess it stands out. In any case. So she's a rapper. I'm going to get the sound up here for those of you listening at home on the audio version, the free audio version. And, well, you people watching video, you need sound as well. This is Danielle Bregoli, Bad Baby, These Hoes. And she misspells everything. I guess that's like her shtick or whatever. We'll check a little bit of this out, and then I'm going to give you well, maybe my rather surprising views on this. It's quite a build-up. It's getting to it. I ain't nothing like these hoes. Don't compare me to no one. Money green like a C-Lo. Yeah, my pocket's so swollen. I ain't nothing like these hoes. Don't compare me to no one. Money green like a C-Lo. Yeah, my pocket's so swollen. Look, these hoes be fake flossing. Fake ass jewelry got a neck rash. They run in their mouth, they so petty. These hoes, they feed off attention. Zero time, that's what I give. I ain't nothing like these hoes. Okay, so a couple things. First of all, you can't understand what the fuck she's saying. I understand like every sixth word, I guess. But here's the thing. That's what today's rap is. Today's rap is a bunch of fucking people mumbling over a beat. You have to have a lyric sheet in front of you to know what the hell they're talking about or what the hell's going on. The enunciation of any of the words, none of it's finished. It's like partial words they throw out there so you can't understand what the hell they're saying. As far as what today's rap is, and I'm not the biggest fan, obviously, of today's rap. Rap in, well, the 80s sucked, and so the 70s. But the 90s, there was some good rap in the 90s and the 2000s, and then the shit went downhill again. But I've heard enough of today's rap to know that basically, one, like I said, that's what the thing is. Don't enunciate your words completely. Talk like this. I did just be talking like this and never really finish a word. Don't nothing all the way through a word. That's what the whole thing is. But she stays on beat. She's got, you know, a pretty good flow. And compared to today's, compared to the good rap, it's shit, of course. But compared to today's rap, I don't know. I mean, I would dare say that she raps better than a lot of people who have a lot of views. This video has 35 million views. We'll get to our other one in a minute. That's like 15 million views. Now let's check out a little bit more. Don't compare me to no one. Money. It's definitely the type of song you could hear in the club and you wouldn't bat an eye. Most people would say this was good. It's got 661,000 likes, 380,000 dislikes on YouTube. I imagine a lot of that is just that people dislike the way she became famous and the fact that she is famous. We'll talk about that in a minute. So anyway, you get the point of that and what I'm saying. Here's the thing. A lot of people were pissed off the way she became famous. She became famous, obviously, with the Dr. Phil viral video where she said, "Cash me outside." And, I don't know, it was seen by hundreds of millions of people. And I agree. I mean, I'd be the first one to agree. It's annoying that that's how someone gets famous these days. But, you know, Donald Trump's our president, so. The old rules really don't apply anymore. When Donald Trump is president, that's why we're talking about The Rock and Oprah running for president in 2020, and Kid Rock's probably going to be a fucking senator from Michigan. Kid Rock, in next year, is going to be walking in, well, January 2019, will be walking into the fucking Senate chamber. I don't know what he's going to wear. Is he going to wear a suit? Is he going to wear a trucker outfit? Is he going to wear a baseball cap, a John Deere baseball cap? I don't know. But these are the times we live in. Daniel Bergoglio's famous. Donald Trump's president. The Rock may be the next president. Kid Rock is going to be in the Senate. President The Rock and Senator Kid Rock. We make Chris Rock, Secretary of Homeland Security, be a fucking party. J-Rock from the Trailer Park Boys. Bring the rock pile. That's what it'll be called. The State of the Union address will just be the rock pile. Anyway, here's the thing. A lot of people get 15 minutes of fame. You remember Kato Kaelin, people from Survivor, reality shows, the list goes on. A lot of people get 15 minutes of fame and don't do anything with it. Say what you want about Danielle Bergoglio. She's doing something with it. She's capitalizing on it. She has millions on Instagram of followers. She has 2.2 million followers on YouTube. Like I said, her first video has 35 million views. The second one has 15 million views. We'll get that in a second. Listen to that, some of that. She's capitalized on her 15 minutes of fame. She has a huge following on Twitter and Facebook and all that. She has a record deal, millions of dollars, a following, a real following of people who want to see what she's doing. There's been a lot of people that have had to admit that rap-wise, I mean, she does have some talent. Especially compared to today's music. It's not an awful song. You may think she's an awful person. And it was awful the way she became famous. And I'm not going to argue that either one of those points. I don't know. I don't know if she's an awful person or not. She may be the sweetest fucking person in the world. In, you know, quote unquote real life. But say what you want about her. Like I said, you cannot deny that she has capitalized on being famous and her 15 minutes of fame. This is a "Hi, bitch, what you know?" Hi, bitch, what you know? Bitch, I don't know much. It says 16 million views, 452,000 likes, 157,000 dislikes. There's some production value in these videos, too. I mean, this is not her with like a fucking an iPhone walking around. They put some money into this. There are people, if it's not her, the people around her are, well, they're doing all the right things. Obviously. How often can you say that about someone who gets famous for what is considered a dumb reason? They get their 15 minutes of fame, then they disappear because they don't have, they themselves don't know what to do to capitalize on it, or the people around them don't know what to do. Somebody obviously knows what to do with this girl. I'd be interested to know if it's her making these decisions or someone else, or if it's a collaborative thing, because, well, she's doing well. I think she's 14 years old, by the way, too. So, the sky's the limit. Stay off the drugs. Stay off the pole. make music. People like your music. They're watching it. You're getting a hell of a lot more likes than dislikes. I don't know what else you want. Millions and tens of millions of social media followers. You're doing it right.
Oh my God, Ronnie.
White J's, white Porsche, white wrist, white horse. Hi, bitch. Hi, bitch. Hi, bitch. Hi, bitch. I do not sniff it or roll it.
Nope.
It do not jump when I pull it.
Nope.
I do not run, I reload it.
Nope.
I do not save it, I throw it.
I mean, the verses are kind of repetitive. I mean, the flow and the cadence of them. But again, that's a lot of today's rap. That's a lot of rappers, period. They have a cadence that you know, and maybe should be one of those people. Maybe in 10 years we'll be talking about Bad Baby with H's as one of the greatest rappers of all time. I don't know. I might not be talking about it, but some other people might be. I don't know.
Oh, white J's, white Porsche, white wrist, white horse. Hi, bitch. Hi, bitch. Hi, bitch. Hi, bitch. Please stop. Please stop. Please stop. Please stop.
Stop that shit.
That fit look like you bought it at the Kia.
Was it on sale, though?
And they got a nerve to ask why she
has. Wow.
Why you counting all that money that we got? I ain't worried about no basic bitches. All y'all look like you still fly spirit. All y'all must not have looked in the mirror. All y'all looking but the windows tinted like.
Hi, bitch.
I don't know what made I haters.
Hi, bitch.
Play if you want, but you know I ain't playing like. White J's, white Porsche, white wrist.
Hi,
white
bitch.
Horse.
That's kind of funny.
Hi, bitch. Hi, bitch. I do not sniff it or roll it.
Nope.
It do not jump when I pull it.
Nope.
I do not run, I reload
nope.
it.
Nope.
I do not save it, I throw it.
Okay, it's getting on my nerves, but you get the point. There's design behind this, and there's people who have thought this shit out, and they're making good decisions. They're making right decisions, and she's capitalizing on the fame that she got from a single viral video. Again, I will begrudge no one their opportunity. If you're going to take an opportunity that you've been given or that you created to make a bunch of money and provide for your family, good for her. I follow her on Twitter. I see the shit all the time. Fuck it, man. Is she annoying? Do I like her music? Yes and no. I do find her annoying and I don't like her music. But until I see otherwise, she's getting shit done. That's what people don't fucking understand. Get shit done. Everybody likes to sit around and talk and bitch and moan and complain. She's fucking getting shit done. Many of us can only hope to get that opportunity. And it's not going to come around a lot. She was going to have one opportunity in her life to be famous, to make something of herself, to employ people. She's obviously employing people. She's generating economic activity. Just by being who she is. So good for her. Fuck everybody else. Fuck me. I don't like her, but fuck me. What do I know? Do I have videos with 35 million views and 16 million views on YouTube? Do I have 2 million subscribers? No, I do not. Don't listen to me. Listen to whoever's telling her shit. That's the person you need to who fucking knows what's going on. That's the person who knows how to get shit done. Get shit done. That's all you got to do. People think life's difficult. It's not. Getting shit done and being successful is difficult, but life itself and figuring out what you need to do is not difficult. Get shit done. You know what? Be like Daniel Bergoli. That's right. You heard me. Go do that shit. Anyway, we're going to go to break. Let's check some more of this shit out. It's bumping.
White J's, white Porsche, white wrist, white horse. Hi, bitch. Hi, bitch. Hi, bitch. Hi, bitch.
Okay, let's not. Hi, bitch. And bye, bitch. Stern Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 12. Go hear from our sponsors. Go check out their banners on sternjesus.net. Click them. A lot of great products. They support us. So go support them. Stoned Ballers Fantasy Football Update coming up. Also, a phone call, as I said, a little bit later from someone very special who's going to give us a report and update on what they've been up to. Someone we haven't heard from in a while. I know a lot of you are hoping it's St. Peter, but it's probably not. But it's close. That's all I'm going to say. We'll be back after this, yo.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part
by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything. Planted Everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our Planet Everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
We don't limit how much you smoke, and we don't limit where you listen. Cannabis Radio is now on iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio.
Have you heard of GreenGonDetox.com? A team of pharmacists has collaborated for over 2 years to create a new solution for your cannabis detox needs. The only product designed by pharmacists to specifically support the elimination of cannabis metabolites found in urine. The product is called Green Gon, and our results have been absolutely incredible. All detox kits come with a money-back guarantee and free shipping. Get clean, get Green Gon. That's GreenGonDetox.com. Use the discount code TRYIT to get 20% off your entire order. That's try it, all one word. Still not convinced? How about free overnight shipping when you spend $60 or more? That's GreenGonDetox.com for your marijuana detox needs.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Vuber way.
Cannabis Confidential with Dr. Dina. Candid.
I want to give you the inside story.
Captivating.
I want to introduce you to my kind and amazingly talented friends.
Compelling.
We get to meet some of the most amazing cannabis activists and warriors around.
Listen in as medical marijuana pioneer Dr. Dina shares never-before-heard stories, chats with cannabis insiders and celebrity friends, and provides invaluable perspective and insight into one of the fastest-growing industries in the world.
I want to share with you what was once confidential information. Let's expose the truth, discuss the issues, and learn the facts.
Cannabis Confidential, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Do you want to get in on the booming cannabis industry? With New Frontier Data, we give industry insiders the power of big data analytics to help navigate this rapidly growing and changing landscape. New Frontier's tools help you make critical decisions based on the facts. Our industry analyst reports reveal the best opportunities, our custom research engagements deliver answers to the most difficult questions, and our cutting-edge big data platform, Equio, puts real-time information and answers you need right at your fingertips. Go to www.equio.io and sign up for your free membership today. That's EQUIO.io to sign up now. The power of real-time big data is now in your hands. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Stoner and Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 12. Free audio version, of course, on the show, of the show up on stonerjesus.net, cannabisradio.com, and our many other platforms. Also, don't forget about the video version of the show. Hello, everyone. You see the split screen, watch the videos we watch, see what's going on here. All kinds of shit. It's very, very impressive. Production value is fucking through the roof. You see what hat I'm wearing? I like to switch it up. See what phase my facial hair is in. All that stuff. Patreon.com/Stern. That's a horrible selling. That's a bunch of horrible selling points. Never forget I said any of that. Just go help the show. $5 a month, you get all the chapter and verse videos, which this is the 12th one, of course, chapter 1, verse 12. And help the show. Support the show. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. It's time now for a Stoneballers fantasy football update. Bam. See, if you had the video version, you would have just seen what kind of graphic magic I just worked. It's incredible. It's incredible shit. That's not worth $5 a month. I don't know what is. Anyway, we started a fantasy football league for the show, for fans of the show, so we can also get content for the show. And that's what we did. I lost in week one. That sucked. I'm now 2-1. I've won the last 2 weeks. I beat Ghost to the Post, as you can see there, if you have the video version of the show. 89-34. It was an ass whooping. Dak Prescott for me. It was 23 points. He had a rushing touchdown, 2 passing touchdowns. Marshawn Lynch did not do well at all. What the fuck? Le'Veon Bell out of Pittsburgh did pretty good. It was 16 points. Garcon in San Francisco, 14 points. Gronkowski in New England, almost 15 points. That was how I got 89.02. Ghost of the Post really shit the bed. Quarterback Carr, 5 points. Horrible. Oh, God. Tight end got point 0.1 points. The receivers combined for 1.4 points. Ingram did get 8.6 is like the auxiliary role there, but bad. Sad. As President Trump would say, sad. Not sad for me, because I'm now 2-1, motherfuckers. Mike Checker, old buddy White Mike, is 3-0. As you can see there, if you have the video version of the show. You're looking at the standings. I'm sorry I'm coughing so much. I don't know what the fuck the problem is. Only undefeated team left. 505 White Mike on Twitter. Mike Check in the league. A couple 2-1 teams, including myself. So I'm tied for second, technically. Tangerine Dab Kings is 0-3. That's not good. Week 3 has started. I'm playing Oaktown Girl. I have not had anybody play so far. Oaktown Girl had Aaron Rodgers Thursday night, that's 4 touchdowns. Got 23 points. It's pretty good. Pretty good night. So right now I'm in a hole, 23-0 for, week 3 is week 4. I'm 2-1, this is week 4. Fremen Slayer is playing Mike Check this week, the two old listeners of the show. That should be interesting. So hopefully my guys get some shit done, and I can make up the 23-point deficit that I'm looking at right now when it comes to Stoneballers Fantasy Football League. It's, there's a short link for it if you want to go check it out. Whoops. Wrong way. There we go. But what it is escapes me right now. I think I can find it. Maybe I can't. I don't know. It doesn't matter. If you want to know the number for the league, it's 549-8258. 549-8258. Fantasy.nfl.com. Fantasy.nfl.com/league/549-8258. I know none of you give a shit. As well, you should not. So it doesn't matter. I'll be giving you updates anyway. I've been posting various things on Twitter and all of that. I think I got my team going now. I got some momentum. It's going to be great. Be great stuff. Stoneballers Fantasy Football League. Root for me. Damn it. My self-esteem could use this boost. I need this. Damn you people. So anyway, we'll talk about that next week. as well and give you an update on what happened this week, whether or not I won. It's very important to me. Did this a few years ago. Did very bad. So every week I had to get on here and do the show and tell people how much I sucked. Which, I mean, you know, objectively looking at it was pretty fucking funny. But it was not pleasant for me. I'm looking for more pleasant news in this fantasy football league. I'm 2-1, so that's cool. Coming up after the break, we have a segment with someone who's going to return to the show. Someone who everyone's been clamoring for to return the show. I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to give you one more hint. He's going to be live from the farm. That's right. Live from the farm. That's the only hint you get. You have to stay tuned. And you can see the video version. The audio version is free on sternjesus.net. Of course, keep spreading the word about sternjesus.net. It's awesome that you all do that. It's helpful because it tells other people about the show. And that's what we're looking for. Stern Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 12. A very special phone call from a very special someone coming up.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out NextBardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on stonerjesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20 and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code stonerjesus. That's all one word, stonerjesus, to get 10% off your first order at nextbardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. Make sure you use discount code stonerjesus. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
Hey, this is Tommy Chong. This is Radon on the other mic.
Yes, the eldest.
It was awesome. And we saw, it was called Dying to Know.
It's a love story between Ram Dass and Tim Leary.
Yeah, the gay Jew and Tim.
But he wasn't gay when he was a professor. He didn't know.
Yeah, that must have been a shock to his wife.
The one time he, like, met a vagina.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
Are you disturbed by the prescription medication commercials on television and their endless list of side effects? They go on, and you end up having to take multiple pills to counteract the problems caused by the first pill. It never ends. Have you looked into CBD as a more natural option? At Saturn Ranch, we produce all-natural CBD topicals and THC-infused edibles. Premium lab-tested hemp-derived CBD is the most important ingredient in our products. From topical balms, salt scrubs, bath-soaking salts to tinctures and edibles, you're sure to find something to help. Family-owned and operated, we at Saturn Ranch believe in and use our products daily. Don't put anything on your body that you wouldn't put in your body. SaturnRanch.com.
Have you heard of GreenGonDetox.com? A team of pharmacists has collaborated for over 2 years to create a new solution for your cannabis detox needs. The only product designed by pharmacists to specifically support the elimination of cannabis metabolites found in urine. The product is called Green Gon, and our results have been absolutely incredible. All detox kits come with a money-back guarantee and free shipping. Get clean, get Green Gone. That's greengonedetox.com. Use the discount code TRYIT to get 20% off your entire order. That's TRYIT, all one word. Still not convinced? How about free overnight shipping when you spend $60 or more? That's greengonedetox.com for your marijuana detox needs.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me own crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Chronicling the latest cannabis industry news and headlines.
Well, with four states with tax and regulate and the District of Columbia.
The state of cannabis.
Oh my God, it's refreshing. We have people that generally wouldn't speak on behalf of cannabis for fear of retribution, fear of losing your practices, fear of many of those things, and find ourselves in a place that we finally can.
Bringing you fact-based news and views and keeping listeners on the pulse of what's happening in the industry today. The State of Cannabis. On demand anytime, only on CannabisRadio.com. The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Having a little bit of technical issues trying to find the fucking St. Paul interview. Where the hell is it? It's very, very annoying. I saw it the other night. I knew where it was. See, the point is, it's supposed to be seamless. Out of the commercial, into the interview, seamless. Like, you wouldn't even know, unless you were really paying attention, that something was going on. God damn it. Where the fuck is this interview? I have a short clip of the interview. Oh, no, it's right there. Okay. So I think it's better that it wasn't seamless. I think it's better that you hear me fuck up. Anyway, here's St. Paul. I talked to St. Paul. Here it is. Damn it. Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show. Live on the phone, we have a very special guest. As you can hear, it's been a long time since we've had St. Paul on the show. He's live from the farm with an update.
Oh, yeah, Kyle. Oh.
St. Paul, it's been a long time. How you been?
Oh, there's nothing like a cow tongue in your sack. What? Oh, hi, Cocaine Moses, is that you?
That is me. Absolutely. Oh, hey. I've heard that said before about the sack. It's a very common saying. Yeah.
Oh, it's like, what are we talking about?
How's it been on the farm the last, however long it's been since we talked to you? Quite a few months, actually, I guess.
Yeah, it's been busy. I gotta go steal a lot of shit to take care of these animals. I mean, well, I just admit that on the show. I mean, I have to work very hard.
But you take good care of your animals. You're known for that.
Oh, yeah, I definitely do. I just fuck them once in a while, that's all.
Yeah, well.
It's a trade-off, you know.
Absolutely. You scratch their back, they'll scratch yours, as is said.
Oh, they're scratching something.
Yeah. Scratching the sack. So it's good to see that. Good to hear, rather, that things have been great there on the farm.
Yeah, I gotta stay busy. I mean, there's a lot of animals to be fucked. Can't have unfucked animals just wandering around.
I've heard that said as well. It's a very common saying in certain parts.
I think it's in the Bible, isn't it?
It might. I have to go double check.
Thou shalt not have unfucked beasts or something. I don't know.
It sounds like something I would have said. At least somebody would have wrote it down.
Oh, yeah, horse. Oh, just like that.
When you switch from the cow to the horse, it's multitasking.
Oh, well, you know, you got to keep it interesting.
Yes. So is there anything going on, anything special going on in your world, in your community, St. Paul?
Well, you know, from your lovely area of the Midwest there, Ohio has finally prosecuted their first bestiality case. Their new law, only new in the last year or so. These sick fuckers, I love it. An Ohio man, this is from the New York Post.
Wow.
Apparently they're... apparently, yeah, you've gone national with Ohio animal fucking. An Ohio man spent more than 12 years in prison for sex crimes targeting kids. Oh, that's not right.
Oh, no.
Facing charges that he had sex with a dog. That's a definite step down. Or is it a step up? I don't remember. No,
when
wait,
you say
it's
kids,
a step up.
Do you mean goats or do you mean children?
No, like actual children. So that's not cool.
No.
I mean, baby animals, it's okay, but not kids. What?
Should have stuck to dogs.
Right.
Or went with goats.
Oh, shut up, Bessie. I'll be back. What's that?
Or went with goats.
Oh, yeah, chicken. Oh, chickens. Oh, wow. Oh, sorry, what?
That's a lot in 3.5 minutes.
Sorry. An Ohio man spent more than 12 years in prison for sex crimes. It's believed to be the state's first... the first prosecution of its new law banning bestiality. So you sick fuckers in Ohio, this is the first time you've ever busted somebody for fucking an animal.
I'm sure it just started happening recently anyway.
Let's see, the date on it is September 22nd.
Yeah, I'm sure there wasn't much bestiality before that. It was a pretty new thing, I'd imagine.
No, of course. I think Ohio might be the new animal fucking capital.
Well, there's something.
Next to Canada. Scott Turner of Cleveland was caring for a woman's dog named Athena. That's a hot name. On May 13th, when he performed oral sex on the animal.
Wow.
Wait, did oral on a dog? I'm assuming that's a female dog. So he's eating out a dog. How do you get off on that?
Someone else's dog, no less.
I'm more of a taker, not a giver. I'm not a giving lover.
What are your thoughts on sex with someone else's dog or someone else's animal?
That's all good, as long as the dog's hot. That's the important part.
It's a good standard.
Well, you know, as religious figures, we get a lot of leeway, you know?
Yes.
We can just kind of do whatever and just justify it by the Bible.
Hell yeah. Done that many times.
Let's see. Turner later admitted the act to abusing the dog in a letter. It was turned over to investigators from Cleveland's Animal Protection League. Those assholes. Fucking tried showing up in my place. Fuck you.
So he wrote a letter to somebody that said this?
What's that? Shut up, you stupid cow. What?
He wrote a letter to someone telling them about how he ate out a dog?
Yeah, I guess so. Turner later admitted to the act of abusing a dog in a letter. What a freak.
Wasn't even an email. It was a fucking letter.
Yeah, he actually handwrote a letter.
Wow. Commitment.
That it is. And it's like, you know, physical evidence too, dumbass.
Yes.
The Cleveland Animal Protection League president Sharon Harvey, that bitch, she said this is an unspeakable act, but at least we now have finally something we can do about it. A new law, new, emphasis on new, Ohio. Nice work. Bestiality throughout Ohio took effect on March 21st, carrying a maximum penalty of 90 days in jail. Oh, that's just wrong.
Wow.
That's 90 days of not being able to fuck a cow or
that goat. That will teach you a lesson, that's for sure.
Oh, that's brutal. Before the new law, Harvey said investigators had to rely on animal cruelty laws to prosecute sexual crimes against animals. Now, who are they to say it's cruel? The animal likes it. You know, I mean, that's a rather subjective term, if I can use more than one or two syllables.
They have to interview the animals and find out what they think.
Well, that's what she says. The victim in these cases couldn't testify, so they were difficult. Wah, too fucking bad, bitch. Stay out of my barn. Just five states nationwide. Oh, also in your area, lucky you. Kentucky, Hawaii, New Mexico, West Virginia, and Wyoming, and Washington, D.C. do not have laws criminalizing bestiality.
Wow.
Shit, I'm going to fucking Hawaii this year.
Open season.
According to the Humane Society of the United States, those assholes, 19 states animal sex abuse is prosecuted as a felony. They don't list those. I got to find out so I can avoid those places.
Yes.
A total of 11 states still consider bestiality legal as recent as just a few years ago.
Wow.
That's hot. I got to jack off again. All right, I'm done. Astoundingly, in some states, lawmakers have made catcalls, get it, catcalls, and mocked the idea of addressing this form of animal abuse. Wayne Putzel, whatever the fuck, president and CEO of the Humane Society of the United States, wrote in May. He's an asshole.
It's legal in your barn, right, St. Paul?
That's right, it's legal because I say it is, and I'm a prophet of the Lord, or what am I, a saint, or whatever the hell I am.
Something like that. Yeah, you're a saint. You made it. You made the
cut. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Here's another very believable story out of, this looks to be out of, where the hell is this?
It's not Ohio again, is it?
Oh, it's in Niger, in Africa. So you know it's just got to be true. It's online. So it's got to be true. A 15-year-old teenager has been arrested by the Niger State Police Command for having sex with a goat. He lives in, I don't want to say his name. It's got his name here, but I don't want to get sued. He's a minor.
Isn't it just a bunch of like clicks and shit?
Yeah, his name is... he lives in Gabanu, I don't know, area of Basso, local government area of the state, was caught having sex with the goat, which is said to be one of the animals that roam his neighborhood. So it's a wandering slut goat.
Wonder what it was wearing.
Just prancing that little ass around asking for it.
Now, to be fair, there's not a lot going on in Africa, I'd have to assume. This is, you got to do something to pass the time.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never been to Niger, but it sounds pretty hot. I'm getting hard again.
That's where the hot goats are, is Niger.
Yeah, that's what I'm reading here. suspecting neighbors reported. Well, this is terrible English. Learn English, goddammit. Reported to a police operatives attached to Kapangunu Division. Following a tip-off, get it? Got to Edie's residence. Oh, I said his name, shit. To catch him in the act. Oh, so they actually caught him in the act. That's kind of hot, too. That's like those caught in the act videos on, you know, the porn sites.
And there you go.
I got beat off again. All right, I'm done. Neighbors who spoke after arrest said this is the second time the suspect has committed the same offense in the area. So he's a slut, too, apparently.
I guess so.
State Police Public Relations Officer Babalola Adewole, who confirmed the incident, applauded the operatives attached to the Kapanganuga. Shut the fuck up, cow, god damn it. Police division on patrol for apprehending the suspect, adding a suspect will be charged to court on conclusion of investigation. What the fuck? These people don't know any language. What are they talking about?
Probably read better in Niger. Nigerian.
I guess. So apparently, he's now in prison. I'm thinking, or whatever goes for, you know, kid prison in Africa or Niger, or I don't know. Another exciting bestiality news, sexy bestiality news. This one looks to be out of Chipo Sabata in Chinhoi. Where the fuck that is. A Murrumbidgee man was caught sexually abusing a dog belonging to a local businessman in his kitchen. You know, I'm all for fucking dogs, but I don't think that's sanitary.
Don't do it in the kitchen. Keep it to the barn. That's what you have a whole fucking barn for.
Exactly, you know. Just pick a manger or a stall and go to town. Pleaded guilty to violating Section 74 of the Criminal Law Act. Whatever the hell. Mr. Rawaldzi reserved judgments as he wants Mwinga to be examined to establish his mental status. Well, that sounds sane to me.
Yeah. Nothing wrong there.
No, that's perfectly normal. Who doesn't like a good dog fucking in your... Well, not in the kitchen, though. I can't condone that. I was with him until the kitchen part.
You gotta have standards.
Get a little dog jizz in your food, that's not gonna taste good. You gotta drink dog jizz straight. That's the only way.
Another helpful tip.
Yes. Prosecutor Patrick Murwambwe, whatever the fuck, told the court that he had lured two dogs into the kitchen. Oh, he was doing a three-way. That's hot. He removed his trousers, started abusing a female dog. The other dog started barking, attracting the attention of his brother. Oh, that poor bastard. His brother turned him in for the simple love act of, what were we talking about?
That was the whole sitcom episode right there.
Yeah.
It's a whole half hour.
It's like Seinfeld with dog fucking.
Dog three ways.
Tikahona, who was mentally challenged, I crawl bullshit on that, went on to investigate why the dogs were barking in the kitchen. Oh, no, that's the brother. He peeped through the window, their words, and saw Mwinga abusing the dog. Neighbors in turn informed the police. He alerted neighbors who in turn informed a policeman, only identified as Constable Chirume. I'm fluent in this language. Can you tell?
Yeah, there's been a lot of tough names in this in this segment.
These are all very, very verifiable, believable stories.
Absolutely. You had a laugh track to that last one, man. It's fucking gold.
He was arrested. That's just wrong. And remanded into custody on October 4th. I don't know what the hell that means. To October 4th. So he's in jail to October 4th, and he can fuck again? I don't know. But I don't know. I'm not seeing a lot of good bestiality news. I think the new presidential administration and their conservative ways, they're putting a bite in the, pun intended, into the, you know, the animal fucking hobby. What's called a hobby?
I think they're suppressing the animal fucking.
Yes, I think so.
The community is being oppressed.
Exactly. I think we're going to make dog fucking great again, Jesus.
Yes.
Hashtag make dog fucking great again. Join my Twitter campaign on Instagram or whatever that shit is.
Well, I have to commend you, St. Paul, for your diligence in finding the bestiality news from all over the world. It's quite impressive.
Oh, yeah, goat. Oh. Every time that bell rings, my penis gets a little harder. What?
Wow, it's been ringing a lot.
Yeah. Oh, the goat's saying hi to you. Oh, hi. So yeah, I don't know, man. I think the quality animal fucking stories are just few and far between. There's not enough dedicated people out there like myself leading the charge. So we're going to have to take to the streets and protest because that's like cool now.
Yeah, dying art form.
Yeah, everybody's doing it, so I got to get out in the action.
Well, if you go out and like start like find dog statues and shit and push them over.
Yeah, oh, I like that. or like Humane Society statues.
Yeah.
because they don't believe in the beautiful act of lovemaking with, you know, your house cat or whatever.
Go burn down a PETA headquarters or something.
Yes, exactly. Those fuckers don't even want you to swat a mosquito, so fuck that. But, oh, yeah, horse. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I still on the phone? Cocaine Moses, is that you?
Yes, you are.
Oh, okay, sorry. How are you doing?
Things are going well. Not as well as they're going for you, obviously, but, you know, hanging in there. Thank you, St. Paul.
Oh, horse cum tastes so good. Oh, thank you, Cocaine Moses. Keep up the good work. I got to clean the pipes once in a while, you know?
Yes, as it were.
Yeah, in so many ways. Thank you, Cocaine Moses.
Thank you, St. Paul. Till next time.
All right, brother.
Get back to focusing on what you were doing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, goat. Oh, just like that. Oh, man.
And there goes St. Paul. Another fantastic segment. Stoner Jesus Show. Thank you again, St. Paul. It's always a pleasure. We will be back, yo.